This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
You read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, buy or sell time, Michael. Let's get into it here. We talked a lot about Micah Parsons today. That's been big news. Buy or sell, he's going to be playing week one against the Philadelphia Eagles.
I will buy that.
Are you buying it? You think Jerry's going to ultimately cave?
Jerry is going to fold like flying one of those paper airplanes.
I think, I don't know, after talking to Benjamin, now maybe I feel kind of like I'm buying that he will play.
He's the most origami owner out there.
Talks a really big game and then he usually caves. So I'm probably buying that. There's going to be, dude, if Jerry Jones is saying close to $200 million guaranteed, I don't know what that number is. What is it? What are the agents wanting then? If you're saying close to 200, are they actually wanting 200? That would be the most, that'd break records, Mike. But we'll see. Jerry Jones does kind of have that history. So he'll probably cave and give Micah Parsons his money. Buy or sell. On that note, Nick Bonitto signed shortly after that. Are we going to see a Nick Bonitto contract signed before the season begins?
I will buy two of those.
Yeah?
That's a buy one, get one free deal.
I know it's going to happen. You just don't, if you're the Broncos, you don't want to get to the season and then he just goes on a massive run. And then that value is going to go up, and he's going to... Dude, the guy could get to Micah Parsons' territory, Mike. He could actually get to that territory. Try to... And I know the Broncos have already offered, so it's kind of in Nick Bonitto's court, but if they're not far away... I mean, I'm just curious, how far away are they on this?
I think Nick Bonitto is above Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons could get to Nick Bonitto's territory.
Yeah, there you go. There's your Broncos fanboy thing. Buy or sell. Friday nights are for high school football, Mike.
Bye.
Yeah, but you like watching. You're not going to games. You're not going to high school games. You're thinking of the other people, though, right? You're thinking of people in the kids, the children, to be able to go
really
home
is.
And watch games.
It really should be for high school football. Saturday is college football. Thursday is college football. Friday is high school football. I understand with Chassa they have a shortage, so they kind of have to, you know, some Saturdays here, some Thursdays here, mostly Friday. But like Friday night lights, there's a reason why when you say Friday night lights, you think of high school football.
Yeah, I get it. I get what you're saying, but I mean, the NFL, dude, they started it. They're on all the time. You got Sunday, you got Monday, you got Thursday. Late in the season, you get to Saturday games. So, I mean, the NFL's all over the place now. Now you're seeing college football all over the place.
Yeah, when you get to Christmas, you're going to see some NFL games, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's all over, man.
Why do the Broncos have to play on Christmas?
You don't like them playing on Christmas?
No.
Why?
Play Sunday afternoons at 2 every game.
I'm good with Christmas. Is Christmas, what day is that this year? Is that Saturday?
I think it's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday? It is a Thursday.
At least it's not a Wednesday.
Oh, the NFL will probably get to the point where they're doing Wednesdays, Mike. I wouldn't put it past them.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's going to screw everything up, though. Yeah, it's going to... Then you can't play... Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be shocked if they try to figure it out.
They already need two bye weeks. You need a bye week before your Thursday game. And you need a second bye week.
They would probably put it in... If they do actually do Wednesday games, you have a bye week.
Yeah, they should.
But that's insane, because then... You play Sunday, then Wednesday? No way. I don't think they'd ever get to Wednesday games.
Yeah, players have to rest. They have to have a day of rest.
Yeah.
I think as soon as they went to 17, I was thinking they need a second bye week.
Mm-hmm.
And they won another game. So they get to 18. They have to have a second bye week.
Yeah, and I'd be good with that. I mean, and limit, you know, reduce the preseason down to like two games.
Yeah, and that I can understand. Two game preseason, but you have to take care of these players, and these Thursday games, my opinion, are not good for the players. And I'm talking to a guy who can barely walk. But yeah, this, if I'm an athlete and I'm like, I just played. I didn't really get much Monday off. I did Tuesday, Wednesday, and part of my Wednesday was flying all the way across the country so I could play the Giants. It just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I guess as a fan, I just like having football on Thursday night. I like that the NFL week starts on Thursday.
Yes, and that's good, except don't put my team on Thursday. And give them a bye week before. And that includes the teams who are playing on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you think we'll get to the point where the NFL does, and maybe not Wednesday, but Friday? If you're doing Thursday, then Friday night games, more Saturday night games. Do you think we'll get to that point?
Well, they do have a Friday game, don't they? Don't they play on Black Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had a Miami and the Jets or something, and... The Jets just got roasted.
Yeah, it's coming. It's probably coming. I mean, they're always talking about expansion, Mike, and all these different things that they can do. You know, they're going to get to the point where we're probably gonna see consistent Friday night games and consistent Saturday night games. Would not be shocked at all to see that.
The Friday night games, I don't think you have to have. A bye week before that. I don't think that's as much of a big deal.
I wouldn't think so.
But that Thursday game, that's tough. That's a tough turnaround. I don't know how the Cowboys have done it and the Lions have done it for 50-plus years.
Yeah, but just once.
Every year.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, as a fan, I like Thursday Night Football, but it's typically not your best football you're seeing, and it is kind of interesting.
Because everyone gets one.
Well, it's interesting, too. Like, the NFL is always about safety, 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 but then they're also like, yeah, we're going to make you play. You know, you play it on Sunday, you're going to play 3 days later, 4 days later.
That is the Browns.
Yeah, it is kind of, they're talking out both sides of their mouth on the whole safety thing, because it's not safer to bunch up the games and play on Thursdays. It's just not.
Don't worry, guys. You'll get to wear your really cool uniforms. You can wear your all greens versus the all reds. Oops, the cameraman's colorblind.
Are we still doing that? Are we still doing the color candy color crush or whatever they call that?
I think every now and then.
I don't.
It sells more jerseys.
So gimmicky. I don't care about that kind of stuff. You know, it just... I like Thursday Night Football. I don't need gimmicks and stuff. I don't need it. It's their blue on blue, red on red, whatever. They look like Christmas lights out there. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. What are you looking at out there? What's got your attention? Is there a bald eagle out there or something?
There is a bird flying out there.
What kind of bird is it?
I can't tell through the screen.
Bird watching.
Can you do your nature minute for a second?
I can't see it. I don't see the bird.
Right over there.
I may stand up. Where? Where?
It's
you're not pointing.
They have disappeared behind the clouds.
I don't see it at all. Oh, it was flying? I thought it was like perched on the thing out there. But maybe you are losing it. It could be.
I probably am. every now and then there are animals on the roof next to us.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, there were more last year than this year, but there would be, maybe it was when I was like doing the morning show and stuff, but there would be birds all over the place.
Hmm. You are the bird watcher of the station.
You're the Nature Minute guy.
15 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Let's take a quick break here. Opponent preview. Giants Broncos. I have the Broncos at 4-2, looking to get that fifth dub. Will they get it against their old pal, Russell Wilson? We'll be right back.
Tune in tonight at 5 to hear all about Fossil Ridge Sabercats football. Brought to you by Backus and Shanker.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Got a surprise visit here. Well, we got another meeting of the Milas. It's my last Friday of the summer before we get football. So we're limping it along here. And Tanner
that
just
was a
broke
great
the
introduction for us. Yeah. We have nothing. So, hey, let's bring these
no,
two idiots.
I saw you guys out. I'm like, come on.
We do the same thing with you guys in the morning show.
For my opponent preview, I think we're the only radio guys that actually admit that when we bring our fellows in.
Yeah.
That we're just like,
we're
hey.
We're struggling for some reason that day.
It's just a Friday without, I mean, I know there's college football games on, but none of the teams that I spend so much time talking about are playing. I mean, the Broncos are playing. I am interested in that game
for the first series.
But you know, this is a weird week. This is like the last week of school.
Yeah,
and you can't focus.
And we got senioritis.
Yeah, you can't focus on anything.
I know college football's back because I saw Front Range Spirit Change posted. That's how I know college football.
Did you do picks for this weekend? Like all the way through, or just?
Oh yeah, we gave one because our friends in Hawaii play. Yeah,
you added Hawaii for the simple reason of the get right game.
Late night. Yeah.
So after
it's literally always the last.
After
game.
All the CU, CSU, Wyoming picks failed you, yes. You've got Hawaii left, and I think Hawaii might be pretty good this year.
We're
I'm
leaning
kind
on that
of
way too.
Interested
yeah.
in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Do you have them tomorrow? Against Stanford? Yes. I know I'm asking for industry
Thanks
secrets
for
that are...
You got to listen to the podcast. It's on the podcast. You can download it.
Program?
Where,
you do a program?
Apple Podcasts,
once a week.
Spotify, because you finally got that fixed, Tanner. 1310kfk.com.
And that I got fixed.
Wherever else you can get your podcast.
We did. I don't know what it is now, but we did. We took Hawaii -2.
Yeah, because I asked you about that game before you recorded, and you're like, yeah, Stanford's got to be favored by 6.5, 7, and then I told you, and obviously when you dug in,
yeah,
Hawaii, you like Hawaii?
Stanford probably has the better defense,
like Hawaii.
But I like Hawaii on offense will look more like the better version of the Hawaii run and pass and shoot offense.
And it is in Hawaii?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Why is it at 5 o'clock? Why is it not a late night game?
Yeah,
I don't
really
like that.
Well, maybe because they don't have enough game, a lot of games.
It is technically the last game on the board.
It is the last game, so it's still get right.
Yeah, yeah.
late afternoon get better.
Yeah,
yep.
Late afternoon get better.
Yeah.
Play of the week.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I was on with you yesterday on your Let's Have a Drink podcast too.
Yes?
So that was a lot of fun.
That was a blast, man. I can't wait for that to come out. 6 o'clock on Sunday. We had Derb sit in for that as well. He heard noises. And so
it was fun.
Miles Blumhardt's been out the last couple of weeks. And honestly, when Miles is in there, I don't really even need to be in there. He's such an inquisitive guy. You know, just hearing your story about radio and your journey and then, you know, your personal life as well. It was a really cool story. We've got a lot of great podcasts out there. You can find them all on the KFK Programs tab on 1310kfk.com.
We got the Rocky Mountain College kickoff starting up next Friday.
Yeah. Ready to roll on that. I'm sitting there, though.
Oh, you're going to host it?
Yeah. I contribute nothing other than,
well, you don't
Brady,
follow
tell
it.
Me about this.
Derbs looks Derbs, at it from kind of the gambling perspective. Danson looks at it from like
the opponent's
and a guy with a mullet would perspective. And then I look at it from, I'm dialing in on all the local stuff. Pretty,
I just make sure we stay on time.
Pretty, yeah.
That's my role in this thing.
Play the music. You don't even have to do that this year.
I know.
It's going to be Michael Kirkpatrick over there.
Micah, are you prepared to play that much Dwight Yoakam for Rocky Mountain College kickoff this year?
That is no longer on Spotify or in the planet.
Oh, it's so you're gonna have to play it. You could cover your ears.
Yep,
but you're gonna have. It's part of the rules. Mm-hmm. I don't make them.
Nope.
That's just part of them, and you will follow them blindly.
And it's established.
Yes.
Nope.
It's established.
Why are you just saying no?
It's been unestablished.
He says that, but he doesn't have. He has no power here.
Do you happen to hear Smack? How random are we doing? Are we doing your opponent preview? Or can
no,
I
we're doing that next segment.
Okay.
Did you hear Smash or
Trash
Giants
this morning? So we've got a segment on the morning show that we do, Smash or Trash. And new guy Travis, who I saw commented on one of your posts on social media, said you got a face for radio on there. And I'm like, look at new guy Travis just coming in, throwing this stuff. Can we play the song that we play? Because I
don't care. We don't really do that here.
Okay.
But we could do it. What's it called?
It's the Reeves Brothers.
Michael?
The Reeves Brothers.
Please find that for me.
Metallica?
Okay.
I don't know if it'll
happen. He is the most infuriating person. I don't know how I did it for when we had him.
We work well together for some reason. I just have to yell at him and embarrass him a little bit.
Yeah. Best segment of the week was when he didn't call Sean Keeler.
That is one demerit. One demerit strike.
Thomas.
Yeah. That's two now.
You're up to like nine.
This sound of disappointment in your voice when he said
much of the time. Or like when he won't listen, I'll be in the middle of going and he's doing something, looking up spaceships to buy or something for Star Trek collection. And I'll say
that company went out of
business. I'll make a point. I'm not shocked there. I'll make a point, and then Micah will just say the exact same thing that I just said, and I'm like, "Yep."
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I'll make a point, and like he already made that point, and it's because I've been looking at Star Trek ships that I want to buy online, but unfortunately, Eagle Moss went out of business.
Was there a riot of three people on the building when they closed down?
Yeah.
You three nerds are out there, what are we going to do? And so it's like, have you, like, go touch some grass, Michael.
He's on a scooter. He's a man of the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
That thing goes up to 17 miles per hour uphill.
I heard that as well.
It didn't make sense to
Why
me.
Why is it not faster downhill?
It's because when the engine is overworking, once you push it to the top, it doesn't have its automatic shutoff going. So it's going 17 and a half miles an hour, and then it's automatic shut off.
When it goes downhill, like it's
so it would go 17 miles an hour downhill as well.
No, because it's automatic shut off.
But it has, to hit that speed for it to shut off.
I'm concerned that he's going that fast on that scooter.
Has anyone out there found the video of him falling? I will give. You want to chip in on this? We need to start a reward on this for anyone who has footage of Micah falling. I will give $200 out of my own personal bank account to anyone who has footage of
Micah.
Well, you
know there's cameras everywhere.
Falling.
So there's a decent chance.
I need to call Mayor Gates. I need to get some of this access to some of those city cams.
He looks so sad again. This is how he started the show. He looks so sad.
Should have seen it at 9 a.m. this morning, man. He was early and sad.
Yeah.
Are you better? Is your condition better?
It's much the same.
No. Ever had a kidney stone?
He
said it on air this morning.
Okay,
He said it on air this morning.
No, so. I've never had one before.
I haven't either.
And I've admitted responsibility. It is because of my unhealthy lifestyle, but I will not change.
He was just walking.
Like,
he was just
respected.
Dude, his look this morning, it wasn't even that. It was like this. He was like,
yeah,
just I was right to start the show, and I looked over at him, and I said, Micah, buddy, what is wrong, man? And he's like, just tired. So I didn't think he wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, no, he's...
The Rolling Stones back there. I'd like them to roll out.
I would like it to roll out, too.
Yeah.
A lot of accountability out of it.
Well, and
right
also,
there.
Like, wouldn't you have learned your lesson after the first dozen that you had?
Or he's not going to
Or the second
he
dozen?
Likes his stuff.
Well, I've learned it. But will I take I've learned to heart? And the answer is no.
No.
Apparently kidney stones don't hurt bad enough is what we've learned here today. Save that for
How
last
bad
second.
Is the pain on a scale of 1 to 10?
Depends on where it is. And like sometimes like if it's like really stuck, it hurts quite a bit.
I don't think I want to do a follow-up.
No.
I was like, we are entering dangerous territory here.
Is it hurt worse when you're passing it, or does it hurt when it's just lodged?
And then here we are.
What was on your phone?
What hurts worse?
What was on your phone, Tanner?
I will tell you off air, Mike. I will tell you off air.
What hurts worse? Answer the question. When it's lodged or when it's passing? Yeah, yes, the kidney stone.
Or the Broncos losing?
Like, when it's lodged.
That hurts worse.
I can't.
The Broncos.
What is worse, when it's still in there, or when you're getting it out? What is the worst pain? I'm just wanting to get prepared just in case I get one of these things.
You don't trigger enough pop.
It's kind of a different pain.
To get one.
But, so like when you first feel it, like at least for me, it feels like back pain, and then it feels like someone punched me in the kidney. And then it feels like someone punched me in the kidney and kicked me in the corresponding testicle. And it hurts like that for a while.
On the radio.
I don't know if we can say that.
I think you can. It's a body part. It's not a curse word.
Yeah, testicle.
Yeah. Well, maybe just leave it at the two. Let's shut her down. You know, we don't want to. It's a family show still. People tuning in.
It's just so deadpan.
So that's the segment.
This is award-winning, by the way. Brady, haven't you won awards before?
Yeah, those days are gone. Those days are definitely gone. We jumped the shark a long time ago.
This is a segment. It's an award-winning segment. We're turning this.
Well, the
in,
problem
this
is when I bring Derbs and Tanner in here, I just get so distracted with randomness.
Yeah,
and I can't focus on anything that we need to focus on.
Well, honestly, we came in here to see if the bird was still here.
That's 100% why they came in here. Mike is staring off into space, and I'm distracted because I'm like, what is he looking at? He's got this weird smile on his face. It's like, I don't know. And he goes, well, there's a bird.
To his point about animals up here, he's 100% right. I don't know if it's just early morning stuff.
I never see him.
I'm staring over doing traffic on this computer, and just to the left, there's a squirrel staring right back at me. I'm like, I jumped. I'm glad I didn't commit an FCC violation. I wasn't expecting to see something staring back at me. We've had birds. We've had squirrels. We had bigger birds. Smaller birds.
Smaller squirrels, too?
No.
Have you had
squirrels.
A raccoon yet?
I don't think we have. I'm trying to think. You did the morning show with me for like 6 months. I don't think we've had a raccoon up there.
There's a raccoon that hangs around that park. It's the fattest raccoon I have ever seen. I don't know who's feeding it or who doesn't cover their trash.
Could you win?
That thing is obese.
Could you beat it in a fight?
Can I what?
Could you beat it in a fight?
I'm not going to fight that thing. They've got claws.
But it is life or death.
Those things are tough.
Do you think life or death you could take it?
Can you take a raccoon?
How about a foot race?
Those things are ferocious.
You said it was morbidly obese. Could you beat it in a foot race?
Oh, no. They're pretty fast. You couldn't beat it.
I don't think anyone can beat a raccoon, except maybe in the movie.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Hopefully it's not over 17 miles.
How are you
going to
describe this segment on the podcast, Mike? Raccoons.
The one word that he said one too many times.
Animals. Kidney stones, and yeah.
I'm just going to call this segment chaos.
How fast is a raccoon?
I think you called it Meeting of the Minds last week. It's the meeting.
Oh, 9.9 to 15 miles per hour.
Tanner can run 25 miles per hour.
I did for two strides. That's 100% accurate.
He run 25 miles
for
per
two
hour.
Strides.
It's like the fastest human in the world.
What? So
according to who?
What is the?
I don't know.
According on the
no.
Where are we going?
You can't run 25 miles.
Not now, obviously.
Never. Oh,
I killed the microphone. It's me.
That was me.
Yeah, you've never done it. You've never
dead.
Are we off the air?
No.
Oh, we just can't hear each other. This is, you know what? 33 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. Get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time, like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar, like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door, whether you're starting from scratch. Or from a century of tradition. Every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. We've got the meeting of the mindless here. Normally, well, we will do this, but I do my my opponent preview. I've got the Broncos at 4-2 after their trip to London to take on the Justin Fields-led New York Jets, and then they come home to take on their old pal in Russell Wilson for the New York Giants. Derbs in studio, Tanner Schwint in studio. Great to have you guys in here. You guys like my assessment so far of the Broncos sitting at 4-2? The Cincinnati game is the one I really had a hard time with.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about Cincinnati. I know that they put a bunch of money into their offensive line this year, but until I see it on the field, that's one that I think I would side with Denver's defense still on that. The only thing that scares me about London is it seems like weird stuff happens over there. And I'm going to agree with your producer. Like I hate those early morning games. I cannot stand those early morning games, and I wish the Broncos didn't do that. I don't know if you guys saw that they're trying to the Prime Minister or the King. I don't know how they do it over there. Don't care. That's why we won a couple wars. They want to host the Super Bowl over there at some point, and it's like,
oh,
no.
Oh, really?
Right?
That would be bad.
Could you imagine? Yeah, like they're going to sing like their that. Little. Oh, I'll hail the chief. Or
that might be the one I go to.
I'll hail the chief.
I don't know. What's the English?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But King? I think for the most part.
I think it's a king.
Yeah, I meant their anthem, though.
Oh.
Is All Hail the Chief, is that Canada? Doesn't matter.
I think Canada's is called O Canada.
I think I might be right.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I like where you're at, and the Broncos will beat the Giants.
Oh, okay. I was going to kind of go through it. Normally, I don't just, you know, we go to
Russell
dinner
Wilson
first.
Russell Wilson sucks.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, and they have another former Bronco on this roster. Greg Dulcich is on with the Giants, so he'll be with Russell Wilson. He is listed as the fourth string tight end for the New York Giants. Michael?
God Save the King is the national anthem of the UK.
Oh, pretty close. The Chiefs pretty close.
That was pretty close.
I think I get half a point.
Giants are interesting. They got Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston is just kind of must-see.
Man, I love Jameis Winston.
Mm-hmm. I would love...
He should start every ball match.
Yeah, I would start Jameis Winston, but he's actually listed as third. They have Jackson Dart at second string, and then Jameis Winston and then Tommy DeVito. This is also the team that drafted Cam Scadaboo out of Arizona State, so I really like him, and I'm curious to see like how he'll do, but he's listed as the third string running back right now.
Hail to the Chief is the presidential inauguration song for the United States of America, by the way.
Yeah, we are idiots.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Scadaboo's going to be fun. That's going to be the weirdest locker room of quarterbacks with DeVito and Dart and Winston and Wilson.
Yeah.
That is just a weird group of
guys. Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston in the same room together would be fascinating.
Like, if Cleveland didn't have what they've got going on, this would be the story out of the NFL, is that quarterback locker room. But maybe I have just got him tuned out so much. Russ hasn't been doing anything weird lately.
And he's in the New York media. Like,
yeah.
It's weird, but you're not hearing from him very much. It's kind of strange.
Somebody must have got to him and be like, hey, stop with the weird stuff. Like,
you didn't hear from him much last year with Pittsburgh. He did that one video of just going to Pittsburgh and stuff, but I didn't see him a whole lot, did you?
He also didn't play. I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, that's a pretty no-nonsense situation in Pittsburgh, though, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Tomlin.
I'm sure there was some words before that, for sure.
Well, for the Giants, it'll be interesting because I think, you know, with Brian Daboll, the head coach there, you know, last year, would they get 3 wins last season? They're going to give him another shot here.
Might be the biggest surprise coaching.
Yeah, he's 19-33-1 overall. But it was his, you know, he did go to the postseason. Wasn't that with Daniel Jones, when Daniel Jones looked like he was going to be a legitimate quarterback?
Right.
But then obviously that didn't work out, and they went and got Russell Wilson. I think the Giants are just going to be bad again this year. I wouldn't be shocked. So I think the Broncos are 5-2 after 7 weeks of play.
In New York?
I believe it's in Denver. Yeah, it's in Denver.
That's interesting, so, on the travel, too.
I'll be curious to see how Russell Wilson is received.
Oh,
he's getting booed,
moves.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he should.
Yeah.
But, well, he didn't play when Pittsburgh came to town. That's
he
right.
Didn't.
Justin Fields started that game. Yeah, he deserves, like, boo him, what was his contract, 200 and however million dollars?
Yeah.
Boo him that many times. That individual set back this Denver franchise, you know, for what should have been quite some time. If Sean Payton and George Payton haven't come together and figured this thing out, I mean, because they had every excuse. He was, I mean, what a colossal failure that guy was. In the whole, oh, I need my own office. Russell Wilson, I have this island with former Colorado sports figures that they're the don't think about island, because I get like this when I think about them.
Well, you'll be thinking about them a lot on October 19th.
Will Barton's on that island.
Really?
I never liked Will Barton.
Why is Will Barton
Drew
on that
Locke
island?
Drew Locke was on that island.
Oh, I love Drew Locke.
Nolan Arredondo's on that island.
Best Rocky to ever do it.
Still love him.
Yeah. And Russell Wilson on that list.
Russ is the only one island. I kind of agree with you on. I loved Russell Wilson before he came to Denver. And then every little story just started to, it just got worse as he went along. The little things that didn't bother me started to bother me because of the bigger things. The office, the having your coach, your quarterback coach, there with you. The basically holding George Payton hostage, saying, yeah, you know, hey, like, I'm going to be disgruntled going into the season if you don't get my contract signed. Like, I'm going to not be a delight to deal with.
And that's the biggest thing. And obviously the ownership group was right in their hesitation to pay him. I wish they could have, because you can bounce back from that trade that you had. I mean, you can find a way to get draft picks. You can find a way to do all that stuff. But financially, like, if the Broncos didn't have the richest owners in all of sports, what would it look like now? I mean, it could look entirely different.
Yeah, it's a testament to what they're trying to do and what they are doing. It's a real quick turnaround. I don't have the hardest of feelings towards Russell Wilson. He just kind of pesters you a little bit. Like, it's not like a real strong hate. He's just like, I'm just going to poke your side every once in a while, and you're not going to like it.
Yeah, I don't. And I read that court document that came out too, that Russ was involved in, where we're trying to determine if the NFL were colluding, which they were dangerously close to it.
Sure.
I mean, but I didn't love, you know, kind of how Russ represented his situation with the Broncos at that time too.
You're making $250 million. What are you doing going, oh, whoa, me? Like, the guy just has no situational awareness around him.
A little tone deaf.
What he does. Yeah. Very much so. And I think we're forgetting one major thing in this. Will Russ be the starting quarterback come week seven?
Yeah,
six?
I mean, he's penciled in as the starter right now, but
I mean, Jack, I would assume Dart will take that over at the first
at
hint
some
of,
point.
Of bad it, play by Wilson.
Was it Tannehill that ripped him on a broadcast the other day, saying that Dart's release is way too slow, he'll never make it, and he thought he was off air or something?
Oh, no kidding.
I think it was an NFL Network broadcast.
Oh, wow.
And
say Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you're up in the broadcast booth as well, my friend. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I like Jed. Have you been seeing the videos that Jameis Winston, like, all the young bucks are coming up to him, and they're doing the W's. Yeah.
Oh, no, Jameis just seems like...
Remember, you laughed me out of the building when I said, hey, should the Broncos consider Jameis Winston?
Well,
you laughed me out of the building.
I don't know that it's your starting, like, it's your future starting option, because if he was a starter, he'd be a starter.
Back then? Because this was before Knicks happened, before any of this. I'm like, yeah, bring
it. It was after his Tampa Bay days, right?
I think so.
Because they went and got Tom Brady.
Whenever we were on the carousel of everybody.
That would have been part of it.
Yeah. So I would have, like, I was like, yeah, at least give me somebody entertaining. If we're going to suck,
give me 20 touchdowns and 20 picks.
Yeah, but that was when it was like, there's no hope for this team.
And he didn't have his LASIK done quite yet.
Yeah, he couldn't see.
He went 30 and 30.
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
It was 30 and 30.
Like,
30
pretty good, pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. You got to live by the sword, you die by the sword. Take the good with the bad.
47 minutes after the hour, what do we learn? Coming up in the next segment,
raccoons.
Michael. Yeah, raccoons and birds.
9.9 miles an hour.
We learned a lot.
To 15.
Yeah. Pretty quick. Tanner can run 25 miles per hour.
You have to let me clear that up at some point.
What do we learn coming up next?
Just how good will the Broncos defense be in 2025?
How good?
Let's find out together at NoCo's home for Broncos games and talk. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
All right, what did we learn on this 22nd day of August? We learned that this Micah Parsons, Jerry Jones thing is pretty wild. How, I mean, the guy's like scrubbing his Instagram account, and but I'm starting to lean in on Jerry Jones will probably crumble and make Micah Parsons an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, it's the toxic couple in high school.
Yeah,
you know, oh, I hate him, and then you're gonna see him making out later on. Back behind the trash can.
What is that?
Raccoons on the brake.
All right, Tanner, why don't you just run 25 miles an hour out of here?
You guys never had that couple?
Well, it's just weird to make the comparison to, you know, a very, very old man.
Millionaires and billionaires. And
okay.
We learned that raccoons can run up to about
15 miles an hour,
and Michael can go about 17 on his scooter.
All hail to the chief is the presidential inauguration song.
We learned that today too.
We learned that the Brits want the Super Bowl.
Did not know that one.
We can't have it. They cannot have it.
No, over my dead body. I would not be for that.
I am not for growing the game.
I'm going.
Because it's my favorite thing on the 4th of July is watching everyone post how many Super Bowl wins we have as America and how many Britain has. It's a big old goose.
Oh, I like it.
Suck on them eggs.
No, I think it's good.
Your beans and toast.
We learned that the starters are going to play a little bit tomorrow for the Broncos, but there's also real football, college football.
Yeah.
On tomorrow. And we learned that Front Range Spare Change is back in action.
K-State.
Yeah, I gave him. K-State is my bet for the main game.
I like K-State.
Let's go, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Maybe
some the Fresno State-Kansas game is interesting to me.
That could be interesting. I'm interested in Fresno State because they don't grade out well at all. But that line's pretty short for Kansas is going to be okay.
Yeah, that's what's interesting for me. So, I don't know. Go Poke says, who makes it out by the trash can?
Whatever's available, baby. Whatever you gotta do.
50-yard line?
Cornfield?
Yeah.
Everybody go bring the stadium in?
Oil well?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
None of that?
Mm-hmm.
For what it's worth, you guys better learn this. I love the Devon Bailey trade.
Yeah.
I think that shows...
Totally
that,
good.
I think that shows the Denver Broncos right where they're at.
Well...
They've got the depth to go add more resources.
It's crazy to me, the Saints. Because, I mean, Devon Bailey's fine, but he hasn't really done it yet.
Do they feel like they owe Sean Payton something? And why is it not we're just trading with the Saints now? Seems like there's been a plethora of those.
I don't know.
Will Lutz.
There's a fourth rounder.
A couple other ones I'm thinking of.
They got a fourth rounder and a seventh rounder for Devon Vele, who...
Is he a fourth?
He was the pick last year.
Yeah. That's just last year. And he's a fine player, but so is Troy Franklin, Pat Bryant, and
he's
Marvin
the same
Mims.
They're Courtland Sutton,
they're
too.
Kind of, yeah. They're, and as far as like growth in their game right now, those four guys are all kind of the same.
Yeah.
You know, not the same size or anything, but... You know, they're not like, they're probably C-minus type receivers at this point.
Right.
Frankly, I think Franklin is better.
Yeah.
Frankly, you should shut up.
Nice. Frankly.
Don't call me Frank.
Got him.
I knew he was going to do a Frankly joke. All right, that's going to do it. Derbs, Tanner, Michael, great job.
By the trash can.
Great job, everyone. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.